From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. South Sudan's government said it will present to its national legislature on Tuesday the peace agreement that was signed last month between the government and rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar to end nearly 2 years of conflict. The country's information minister said after receiving the document, the legislature will set up committees to study and propose a final resolution on the adoption of the agreement. The rebels have already said they are likely to ratify the agreement Tuesday. At least 12 police officers have been killed in eastern Turkey. Dorian Jones has details in this report from Istanbul.
State media reports say the officers were killed when a roadside bomb hit the minibus carrying them to their morning shift at a border post in eastern Turkey. The suspected PKK attack comes as some 40 Turkish jets pounded Kurdish rebel bases for a second night, both in Turkey and neighboring northern Iraq. The airstrikes were in retaliation for Sunday's PKK attack that killed 16 Turkish soldiers. On Monday, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu promised not to let up in the battle against the Kurdish rebels, who've been fighting for autonomy in southeastern Turkey.
O dağlar o teröristlerden temizlenecek. Ne olursa olsun
The Prime Minister said, whatever happens, these terrorists must be wiped out from the mountains. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enters its final stretch Tuesday as U.S. lawmakers return from a month-long recess. Congress has until September 17th to review the terms and vote for or against. And while the outcome appears increasingly certain, there is intrigue on how the process will play out. VOA News. Iran's president says his country is ready to hold talks with the United States and Saudi Arabia on ways to resolve the Syrian civil war, providing that those negotiations can secure peace and democracy in Syria. Iran is a leading patron of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and accuses Sunni rival Saudi Arabia and the U.S. of siding with anti-Assad rebels and militants. Britain's defense minister said Tuesday the military would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if they meant stopping likely terror attacks against British interests. Michael Fallon made the comments to BBC Radio a day after Prime Minister David Cameron revealed that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons, in an August 21st drone strike. A senior United Nations official is calling for a strong response by the international community to the refugee crisis in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey are sheltering more than 4 million Syrian refugees. European frontline states, in particular Italy and Greece, are shouldering the greatest burden arising from the influx of refugees from countries in the Middle East and elsewhere. This is not fair, says Peter Sutherland, the UN official in charge of migration. He says caring for refugees is not just the responsibility of the states bordering a conflict zone or the first countries of asylum where they arrive, but a global responsibility.
We have to find a method to get specific commitments from every state to taking refugees and financially contributing.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for vigorous international monitoring of her country's November general elections. It will be the first since decades of military rule ended there in 2011. She posted a video Tuesday on the Facebook page of her National League for Democracy.
The general elections that will be taking place on the 8th of November in Burma will be a crucial turning point for our country. For the first time in decades, our people will have a real chance of bringing about real change. This is a chance that we cannot afford to let slip.
Tuesday marks the official start of the campaign period for the November 8th vote, which will seat a parliament that will then select a president. North and South Korea have agreed to resume the reunion of families separated for more than 60 years by the Korean War. South Korea's unification ministry said Tuesday the reunions will be held from October 20th through the 26th, and North Korean state media confirmed the agreement. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.